Shalom to all. Today's Av is Melchim Daf Lamed Alpha. We're starting about the third line with the word Itmar. And today's Av is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Mum Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah mentioned a case where you had a machshava for half a gezayis of Chosim Zmanin, half a gezayis of Chosim Koymai, and how they combine to pasul. It's not pigol because it's not a full gezayis of Chosim Zmanin, but it's still pasul. And here we're gonna have a number of variations of this case. The Gemara tells Itmar was stated Chatzis Zayis Chosim Zmanin, Chatzis Zayis Chosim Koymai, VeChatzis Zayis Chosim Zmanin. So his first machshava was for half a gezayis Chosim Zmanin, then half a zayis chutzim kaimai, and then another half a zayis of chutzim manei. So Rava says, what's the din? Here he quotes a pasuk to give his shita, vayikatz kiyashen hapigol. Literally, vayikatz kiyashen means he has woken like one sleeping, and therefore this thing is pigol. In other words, the first half a zayis of chutzim manei is ki'ilu went to sleep because it didn't have a counterpart. It only had chutzim kaimai afterwards. But then when the next half a zayis of chutzim manei comes along, it so to speak awakens the first half a zayis of chutzim manei. Now we have two half zayisim, meaning a full zayis of chutzim manai, and it's pigol. Rav Nuna Amar, Rav Nuna argues, and he says, no, ir machshavas hava, it's a mixture of machshavas, because since we already had half a zayis of chutz manai, half a zayis of chutz kaimai, so together that's just a psol, and the third half a zayis of chutz manai isn't helpful at all to make it pigol. Now, Amar Rava explains, but Amin Allah, how do I know this? How do I know my shita? They're not because we have a Mishnah. Now, it's important to understand a little bit about tumah before we continue. We know there's varying levels and classifications of tumah. The highest level is a human corpse called avi avaisa tumah. Next level is avah tumah. This is applied when someone either touches a mace, also a dead sheretz has avatoma, as well as zav and zava. Now, something that touches an avatoma becomes rishon latoma, and when something touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni. Now, with regular chulin food, the lowest level can become is a sheni. That's it. And if it touches something else, nothing else happens because a sheni can't impart any sort of toma. Now, since hektish and kachim have an elevated status, the chum were more strict regarding toma, and therefore truma can become a shlishi and kachim can become a revi. So, for example, let's say there's a loaf of chulin bread that's a sheni. If it touches another loaf of chulin bread, there's nothing wrong with that second one. But if it touches truma bread, the truma is now pasul. Now, another kuda, which is relevant for here, is that food can only be metame if it's the size of a beitza. If it's less than the size of a beitza, it could become tame, but if it's not the size of a beitza, it is not able to be metame. Here's Rav's proof from Mishnah Maseches Taharas, kebeitza oichel rishon, kebeitza oichel sheni. There's a beitza's worth of food, which is rishon latoma, and a beitza's worth of food, which is sheni latoma. Shablon zabazet, they got mixed up with each other. They're all mushed together. It's one big piece. So rishon, it has a status of rishon latoma because we have a beitza, which is a rishon. However, let's say Chilkan, he split them into two, Zesheni Vizesheni, each one is considered a Sheni, and that's because we assume that there's half a Zayas of Rishon over here and half a Zayas of Rishon there, half a Zayas Sheni here, half a Zayas Sheni there, and we don't have a full size of a Beitza, which is a Rishon. Now, what's the Diuk from here? Ha, Chazav Irvan, Rishon Hava. That's Mashma, that if he mushes these two pieces together again, it once again becomes a Rishon. And we might, how do we know this? Mikdani Seva, because the Seva that Mishnah says, Novel Zeba Atzmai Vzeba Atzmai El Kikash Chuma, if after split into half, each one fell individually on a loaf of Truma bread, paslua, it just pasels it because it's considered a sheni and it makes it into a shlishi. But nafu shnein ka'achas, if they both fell at the same time, where they fell one after another, and they're currently both located on this truma loaf of bread, so as soon as shnia turns it into a shnia, and the must be says Rava, because like chazer v'neir, as Pasi quoted, vayikatz kiyashen, it's like it's been reawakened. Originally, it was a reshain. When we split it into two, we say it's just a sheni, and then when it got mushed together again, we say it's once again a reshain. So that's my raya, says Rava. Now, Rav Hamnuna, he would respond to that by saying that no, hasam ikashira, over there, there already was a shear. It started out with a beitza of rishon food. So even though it was split, once it came back together again, we're able to say that it's a rishon. But huch, over here in our discussion, like a shira, would have a shear in the first place. We started out with half a zayis of this and half a zayis of that. We're not able now come along with another half a zayis of chutz l'zmanai and combine it with the first half a zayis of chutz l'zmanai. That's why that case is not comparable to this one, Rav Hamnuna would say. Now Rav Hamnuna explains his own shita, mana amin Allah. How do I know this? Didn't I? Because it says in the Mishnah, ha'ichel shenitim ba'avatoma, food became tamei with avatoma, v'shenitim Vladotoma, and they became Tommy with Vladotoma, which is another way of saying Rishon. Mitzar from Zayim Zeh, Latam Bakal Shebishnein, they combine with each other to be Metame, like the lower of the two, which is the one that was Tommy with Vladotoma. My Lav does not tell us, Afagav the Hadar Malia, even though we now filled up the Shear with a more strict level of Toma, we had half a Shear Rishon, half a Shear Sheni, and even though now we have another half a Shear of Rishon combining to have a full Shear of Rishon, it doesn't make a difference. It's just Metame, like the lighter of the two, because we didn't start out with a full Shear. Gemara says, not a Raya, Dilma Deloy Hadar Malia. Maybe this Mishnah is only talking about with a stronger level of Tuma did not have its shear filled up to the requisite amount. Maybe if it was, it would be like Rava and would go back to being a higher level of Tuma, and we would treat this whole thing like a higher level of Tuma, like Rava would say. So Rav Nuna doesn't necessarily have a raya. We continue discussing. Kiyos Rav Dim, Rav Dim came from Etz Yisrael. Amar, he said, listen to the following case. We have the first machshava was a half a zayis of chutzim kaimai, but then the next two machshavas were each a half a zayis of chutzim manai. So Tani Bar Kapara teaches, pigol, this is pigol. And why is that? Because ein chatzi zayis moel makom kazayis. The half a zayis, the first machshav that he had of chotzim kaimai, doesn't help. It doesn't have any effect when we have a whole zayis that we're dealing with, because that was the next two machshavas. Now, kios Ravin. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said a slightly different variation of this case. Chatzi zayis chotzim mani, v'chatzi zayis chotzim mani, v'chatzi zayis chotzim kaimai. And so here, if you paid attention, the two have zayisim chotzim mani were the first machshavas that he had. Not machshavas 2 and 3, but machshavas 1 and 2. And so in this case, Tony Bar teaches pigol that it's pigol, and that's because ein chatzi zayis moel makom kazayis. A half a zayis mkaimai doesn't help in place when we have a full zayis of zmanai. Ravashi Masayachi, Ravashi teaches as follows, a different variation in this case. Chatzi zayis chotzos manai. The first machshava was half a zayis of chotzos manai. Then ukezayis in regards to a full zayis, his machshava was chatzi chotzos mkaimai, chatzi chotzos manai, half chotzos mkaimai, half chotzos manai. So Tony Bar teaches this case pigol. Why? Because ein chatzi zayis moel makom kazayis. A chatzi zayis doesn't have any effect when we have a full zayis. Over here, even though his machshavas are split up very differently, first he had half a zayis of chotzos manai, then he had a full zayis, and that was split into two. It doesn't make a difference. We're still able to combine the two machshavas for half a zayis of chotzos manai and it's pigol. And we get to Amar Avyan Rani says chishiv she'achlu klavim machar. Let's say when he was doing that vayda, he had this machshava that dogs are going to eat it tomorrow. So that's chotzos manai, but it's not a person eating it; it's a dog eating it. Pigol. This is considered pigol. Why is that? Because we have a pasuk that says v'si sevel yochla klavim b'chelik Yisrael, and his evil is going to be eaten by dogs in the chelik of Israel. So we see from here that dogs eating something is considered an achila. We know the machshava chotzos manai has to do with an achila. However, maskel Rav Ami, on this elmehata, this really so chishiv she'achlu esh lamachar. What about if a person thinks that fire should consume it tomorrow? Remember the pasuk says to achleyu esh loy nufach. So we see from here that when fire burns something, it's considered an achila. Hachinami de pigol. Do you want to say that's considered pigol? Damn, hachinami. If you want to say yeah, it actually is considered pigol. Well, vatanan our mishnah says lach chazi zayis lahagi chazi zayis. If you had a machshava, then half the zayis is going to be eaten chotzos manai, and half the zayis he's going to be maktir. He's going to burn a chotzos manai. Kosher, it's kosher. She'ein achila vaktar mitstarfin, because achila and aktara, eating and burning, are not mitstarif. So how would you be able to consider the consumption of fire as an achila? So the Gemara says it really depends. Eid apkav lashon achila hachinami. If he had expressed it in lashon of achila, that fire is going to be oichel it, so it's 100% like pigol, because that's considered an achila. Hachamai skinun. What's our mishnah talking about? The apkav lashon haktara. He used the lashon of haktara, which means burning. The lashon achila lachod, lashon haktara lachod. Achila, eating, and haktara, which is burning, are two separate things, even though we're both talking about fire. We have another case by Rav Ashi. Chishiv lachol kazayis b'shnei b'nei adam mahu. Let's say his machshava was the kazayis is going to be eaten by two separate people. Basically, it's half of a kazayis per person. What's a din over here? Basar machshava azlinon. Do we follow his simple machshava? The ikashir over here, we have a shear of a kazayis. I basar oichlan azlinon. Do we follow the people that are going to be eating it? There's no shear because each one's going to be eating half a kazayis. So Rabbi, he says tashmai v'raya. What was our case? Lachol chatzizayis lahakir chatzizayis kasher. His machshava was to eat half a kazayis and to burn half a kazayis. It's kasher. She'ein achil vaktar mitstarfin, because achil and aktara are not mitstarif. Now, what's a dig that we can make from there? Lamed alpha and based on top. Ha lechov lechol domia de lechov lahakter. That if it was a case of eating and eating that's similar to eating and burning, then it would be pasul. And vechidami, what's that case? B'shnei b'nei adam. If it's two different people, that's lechov lechol, which is similar to lechol and lahakter. It's two separate things, which is the same thing. So mitstarif, it is mitstarif in that case. Shabam, you know, we have a right to hear that such a case would pasul. We have another question by Rava. Chishiv lechol kazayis b'yasam echidei achilas pras mahu. Let's say his machshava was that kazayis is going to be eaten, but a longer than the time span of gedei achilas pras. We know that in regards to a halachic achila, in order for a person to be considered to have halachically eaten something, it needs to be done within a requisite amount of time, and that's called gedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. And so let's say his machshava regarding the carbon was that kazayis is going to be eaten in more than gedei achilas pras. What's that then over there? Lachilas gavoyim damino lei. Do we compare it to an achilas gavoya, achila of Hashem, so to speak, that's on the mizbeach, which we know we're not makbid about achilas pras, or do we compare it to a regular person eating in which we are makbid on kedei achilas pras? So Rabbi answers Tashmai Raya. What do we say? Lechol chatzizayis lahakir chatzizayis kasher. A machshava of eating half zayis mi makir half zayis is kasher she'en achil vaktar mitstarfin, because achil vaktar are not mitstarf. And what's the machshava from there? Taimah de lechol lahakir. The reason why it's kasher and it's not pasul is because achil and aktara aren't mitstarf. Mashma ha lechol v'lechol mitstarf. The two different types of eating are mitstarif. V'haktara b'yosem echdei achilas prasu. As we just said, haktara in the mizbeach, we're not makbid on echdei achilas pras. It can even take longer than that amount of time to burn, and it's still considered a proper haktara. And since we're borrowing this yusayid from haktara to achila, we see that a machshava of achila b'yosem echdei achilas pras would still passel it. The Gemara says not a raya. Don't behas a gadol. Maybe haktara is talking about where there's a large fire on the mizbeach, and then it would take much quicker to burn than echdei achilas pras, so we can't borrow from haktara to achila. And we officially quote this last case in the Mishnah and explain it. Lechol chatzizayis lahakir chatzizayis kasher. His machshava was to eat havik zayis and to burn havik zayis, it's kasher because achil and aktar are not mitzdarif. So the Gemara says, The reason why it's kosher is because his machshava was eating an haktara and they're not mitzaref. Mashma, hal lechol v'lechol dover she'in darkei lechol, that if his machshava was half a gezayis of eating something that's normal and half a gezayis of eating something that's not normal, mitzaref, that is mitzaref. The Gemara says that can't be because like Tani the Reisha of the Mishnah teaches lechol esher darkei lechol, that his machshava has to be regarding eating something which is normal to eat. And the dik from here is esher darkei lechol in she'in darkei loy. It's only if it's normal to eat, then a machshava could passel, but if it's not a normal thing to eat anyway, so machshava regarding it is not going to passel. So Amar Rabbi says, no. Ha money, who's this like? Rabbi Lezer, he's Rabbi Lezer. The Amar, he holds, the machashim mechilas adam, achilas mezbeach, mechilas mezbeach, achilas adam, that a person could have machshava regarding something that's normal for a person to eat, but that machshava is in regards to the mezbeach, or machshava regarding something that's normal to put in the mezbeach, regarding he's going to eat it. And we had spoken about this in the beginning of the sugya. Where do we see the sheet of his? And now we have a Mishnah, Sheikh Zevach, lechol davar she'in darkei lechol, lahakdir davar she'in darkei lahakdir, kosher, one who shechs a carbon with intention that he's going to eat something which is not normal to eat, or burn something that's not normal to burn, so it's kosher, but Rebbe Lezer passels, so that's where we see his shita. So we can ask a question from the Reish of the Mishnah. Now, by Omar Abai, he says, Afil Temer Rabbanon, we can even say the Reish of the Mishnah is Rabbanon, V'loy Tema, don't say the Diak of the Mishnah is, Ha, Lechol, V'lechol, Dar Roshayin, Darker Lechol, then if his Machshava was to eat something normal, and to eat something that's not normal to eat, it's possible. Rather, you should say that this is the Diak, Ha, Lechol, V'lechol, Dar Roshayin, Darker Lechol, then if his Machshava was to eat something, and to eat something which is normal to eat, then it's possible. So whereas my Kamashmon, what's the Chiddush in that? Eat Dar Roshayin, Darker Lechol, Kamashmon, if it's time to teach me regarding having Machshava about something that's normal to eat, well, Mir Shishma, you know, we already learned that from the Reisha. What does it say? Chazizais b'chot, chazizais l'machar, pasol, such thing as pasol, and that tells that beferish, so we don't have to make a diuk to learn that. And e lechol l'hakdir, if the deacon is safe, was trying to teach us regarding two different machshavas, one to eat and one to be makdir, meduka the Reisha Shma, you know, we already learned that from the diuk of the Reisha. Because the Reisha had said, lechol darosh darker lechol, and the diuk would be lechol darosh darker lechol in, shein darker lechol loy. How we would make the diuk, hashto, ma lechol v'lechol darosh shein darker lechol loy mitzarif. Now that we already know that eating something that's not normal to eat is not mitzarif, well, lechol l'haktir mibayah. You need to even say about eating an aktara? Obviously not. So my answer is lechol l'haktir itzrich. The chiddush is in lechol and l'haktir. Talking to Chamina, I would have thought just based off of a diak from the Reish of the Mishnah that hasam hu dalav ki urchek amchashiv. That's because he's thinking about something not normal, that he's going to eat something which is not usually eaten, and that's why it's not mitzarif for something that usually is eaten. But over here, in regards to aktara, b'hai ki urche, each one is normal. Eating is normal and aktar is normal. Imot starif, I might say that they are mitzarif, kamashmol, and that's what the Mishnah has to tell us. No, they're not mitzarif, even though they're both normal things to do. Still, achila and aktara are not mitzarif. Hadr al-chal zvachim, Masar finishing the second parak of the Masechta. Just like Ruzakha finished this parak, we should Ruzakha finish the entire Masechta zvachim together. And of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the third parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.